Hey, how you doing? It's Pastor Jay. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. I pray that this word blesses your spirit, empowers you wherever you are, whether it be your home, your workplace, the gym, or even if you're riding in the car. Look, let's advance the kingdom by spreading this word with whoever you come in contact with. That is my ultimate goal, is to spread the kingdom and the message of Jesus Christ. I love you, and once again, here's today's message. Be blessed.
Wow. The question is, who do you love more than anything? You know, this series has been about stewardship over our finances, but ultimately, it's about stewardship over your life, and how do you steward your life? You steward your life by loving God more than anything. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, just life in general, life, you know, ultimately, God is looking for our heart. He's looking for us to love Him more than we love money, more than we love status, more than we love being right, more than we love a political party. He wants us to love Him more. So right where you are, let's look from God in prayer this morning. God, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for this series and the lives that it has impacted in this month. We thank you that this series will impact lives in the months to come, in the years to come, Lord God, in the decades to come, in the centuries to come. I pray that you move Lester Bell Jr. out of the way and that you allow Holy Spirit to speak through me like never before. So God, I yield my will to your will and I resign my way to your way, so that Holy Spirit can speak through me to your people today. So we love you, we thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, happy Sunday, NBCC. Happy Sunday. This is the fourth Sunday in October. Wow, this month has flown by. How many of you all have really enjoyed this series? I just want you right there in the comment section to let us know that you've enjoyed this series, that it has blessed you. Because it has blessed me. My dad would always say this. He would always say that the word is for the minister first and then the people second. So this series has definitely blessed me. This Flip the Bag series. So Flip the Bag. Flip the Bag. Right where you are, I want you to type in Flip the Bag. Flip the Bag. Flip the Bag. So this week, last week, I left you on a cliffhanger. We talked about money God's way last week. We talked about creating a budget. We talked about having a financial plan. And lastly, we talked about flipping the bag, but I left you on a cliffhanger. And so today I want to use for a topic, flip the bag. Yes, flip the bag. We're going to commence it with the name of the series, which is Flip the Bag. So if you would, turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 2. And some of you probably remember this is a scripture that we ended on last week. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 2. And this is what the word of God says. It says this. It says, invest in seven ventures, yes, in eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. So what is this scripture saying, Pastor Jay? This scripture is saying this, flip the bag. Because a lot of times people try to secure the bag, and when we secure the bag, we end up losing out on what God has for us. And so God has created us to be good stewards over the treasure He has blessed us with. Remember, God has blessed us with time, God has blessed us with talent, and God has blessed us with treasure. And so what we do with this investment God has given us says a lot about how we feel about God. I know that's a tough statement. You're probably like, I love God. Probably got some people who want to type in the comments, you know, I love God. How about you? You know, you probably got a lot of people thinking like, I know I love God. But the question is, how are you stewarding your time? How are you stewarding your talent? How are you stewarding your treasure? So when you mismanage your time, it shows that you are not thankful for the time God has blessed you with. See, a lot of time people are being, I've been a part of this, a procrastinator. There go those tongue-tying words again. A procrastinator. And we thinking, well, we'll get time. We'll do it whenever we get time. And so when you mismanage your time, it shows you that you are not thankful for the time that God has invested in you. And so it's important for us to manage our time the right way. So when you mismanage your talent, guess what that says to God? It shows that you are not thankful for the gifting that God has blessed you with. Now, each and every person watching me through this lens, in your homes, you're listening to this, God has blessed you with a talent. And that talent is supposed to advance the kingdom of God. See, that talent and gifting is not just for you to sit on, or it's not just for you to think about. It's not just for you to profit from. Your talent and gifting is to help profit for all. And so when you mismanage that, when you mismanage your talent, you're saying, God, I don't respect and honor the gift that you've given me. And lastly, when you mismanage your treasure, it shows that you cannot handle more. See, a lot of times people are looking for more money. They're looking to secure the bag. They're looking to go get a bag. They're looking to do all of these things. And what is secure the bag, Pastor Jay? Let me break it down. Secure the bag is by any means necessary to go after the money, by any means necessary to get a bag. To get a bag means to get money. And so hear me when I say this. Although this series is about stewarding our money God's way, we should really learn how to steward our life God's way. Because at the end of the day, it's about stewarding our life, because the songwriter says, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Now, a lot of people sing that. It sounds good. But the question is, are you really giving yourself to Christ? Are you really giving yourself to God? Or are you trying to have ownership over your life and be a self-made person? Remember, you're not your own, because the scripture says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and those that dwell therein. So that means that you're not your own. I hate to bust your bubble, but you're not your own. And so when you understand that you're not your own, then you will say, God, how do I steward my life? Let me put my trust in God. Let me acknowledge God in my ways. Let me trust God so that he can direct my steps. Because the scripture says the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And so my first point is this. When you become a good steward, God does the supernatural in your life. When you become a good steward, God does the supernatural in your life. How many people want the supernatural to happen in their life? I know a lot of people are looking for miracles, signs, and wonders to happen in their life. But when you become a good steward, God can do the supernatural. Because guess what? God has your heart when you are a good steward over your money. See, if God does not have your heart, then you cannot expect the supernatural. Because how can you expect the supernatural? See, the supernatural is when God adds his super to our natural, when he takes what we think is impossible and makes it possible, because the word says I'm possible. So with God, all things are possible, right? So when we give God our heart through our treasure, then the supernatural can happen through our life. See, God wants the supernatural to happen through your life, because when the supernatural happens through your life, when your light shines, then the people who are around you can see your light shine and they can glorify your Father, which is in heaven. See, you should be a glory carrier. See, your light should shine so much so that you affect everybody around you. See, that's the type of life that I'm looking to live. I'm looking to live a life of just not just speaking it, saying I love God. I want my life to be an example. I want my life to be an evidence of he loves God. How about you, right? So let's go to Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. And this is where we are going to really dive into this flip the bag, because this is really talking about flip the bag here. So when you get there, you can follow along on the screen. If you don't have your Bible in your hand, you can follow along on the screen. And this is what the scripture says. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like, now this is Jesus, give you some context. This is Jesus talking to the disciples, right? So the scripture says this, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. He delivered his goods to them, not their goods to them. He delivered his goods to them. See, when you read this scripture, see, a lot of times we read the scripture and we it's a great scripture, but we don't really kind of go in and see what the word is. But the scripture says he delivered his goods to them. So God has delivered his good to you. The question is, how are you managing the good that God has given you? Are you mismanaging the good that God has given you? Or are you stewarding the good that God has given you? That's not a point. That's just an extra nugget right there. Verse 15 says this, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. So the Lord gave them he gave 1 5, he gave 1 2, he gave 1 1. And immediately the scripture says he went on a journey. And so talent here, when we read the word talent here, talent is not about your gifting. Talent is not about what you are good at. It's not about America's Got Talent or Europe's Got Talent or Tanzania's Got Talent. It's not talking about that type of talent. It's talking about a talent. And so it's talking about this when it says talent. A talent in Greek means this. It is a balance that which is weighed, a talent, and it's about 3,000 shekels in weight. So if you do the math right there, one he gave 5 talents, so one he gave 15,000 shekels, one he gave 2 talents, he gave 6,000 shekels, and one he gave 1 talent, which is 3,000 shekels, right? And so a talent here is not the talent of I can do this really well. A talent here is about weight. And so the question is, what weight can God trust you with? What weight can God trust you with? See, if God gives you, see, God loves you too much to not give you a weight that you cannot handle. The scripture says he will not put more on us than we can bear, right? So God loves us that much to where he's not going to put a weight on us that we cannot handle. Because listen to this, if you have a weight that God cannot trust you with, guess what will happen? It will crush you. See, I wanted to have some weights in here. And maybe next year, maybe when we go over this next year, I'll have some weights. But if you put too much weight on the bar, it will crush the chest of the person trying to bench press it if they cannot handle the weight. See, a lot of times the reason why we are not millionaires yet or billionaires yet or trillionaires yet is because we cannot handle the weight of that, because the weight of that will crush you. And so, thank you, Holy Spirit. And so listen to this. So the weight is not meant to crush you. The weight is given to you to be given through you. I'm going to say that again. The weight is not meant to crush you. The weight is given to you to be given through you. And so when God blesses you with more, it's not just for you and your four. It's for everybody that you come in contact. It's for those people that God has placed in your spirit to bless. See, a lot of times we want God to bless us with more. We're the one with the 1 talent. We're the one with the 3,000 shekels. We're the one with the weight of the talent. And we're looking for God to bless us with the 2 talents, or we're looking for God to bless us with the 5 talents. But we have not managed the 1 talent. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you are a bad manager in that which is little, you will be a bad manager in that which is much. And so God wants to give you much, but he wants to know that he can trust you first. He wants to know that he can trust you. So let's continue along in this, because I know I said to verse 30. So verse 16 says this. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So let's stop for a second. Let's stop and just kind of dissect that, right? So it says, then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. So the one who had five talents, it's going to say this later down in the scripture, but the one that had five went and flipped the bag and he had 10. The one who had two went and flipped the bag and he had 4. But the one who had one secured the bag and he, guess what, had 1. So that's why I believe that God never wants us to secure the bag. God wants us to flip the bag, because when we flip the bag, then we show God that we care about what he has given us, what he has invested in us, and we give God a return on his investment. We give God a return on his investment in our time. We give God a return on investment in our gifting that he's given us, and we give God a return on investment in the treasure that he has blessed us with, because we understand how to carry the weight. So it's important for you to flip the bag and not secure the bag, because when you secure the bag, you're going to be like the one who had one. But let's continue along in the scripture. Verse 20, it says, so he who received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. So when the Lord came back to settle accounts, the one with 5 said, hey, look, you entrusted me with these 5 talents, with these 15,000 shekels, with these, I'm going to go over denarii another time. I'm going to go over denarii, denarius, and I'm going to go over that another time. But So the one with 5 came back and said, hey, you trust me with 5, I got 5 more for you. And so listen to what the Lord says to him. So this is verse 21. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So when you flip the bag with your time, when you flip the bag with your gifting, when you flip the bag with your treasure, then you will hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. And so enter into the joy of your Lord. So let's go to verse 22. Verse 22 says this. It says, he also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now stop. I want to ask you a question here. The one that had 5 that made it 10, the one that had 2 that made it 4, did they have a different saying from the Lord? No, they did not have a different saying from the Lord. They had the same saying. So God honors, hear this, God honors when you flip the bag and he allows you to enter into the joy of the Lord. See, a lot of times we're trying to secure the bag and we're not able to enter into the joy of the Lord because we're trying to secure the bag by any means necessary. God never called you to secure the bag. God called you to flip the bag. You're going to keep hearing me say that. God called you, because I really want this to drop down in your spirit, because when it drops down in your spirit, then you have a different perspective. You have a paradigm shift of, I'm not just supposed to be here for a few years, retire, die. No, you are here to make an impact. You are here to have influence. See, your influence is important because you have people attached to you. See, I have people attached to me. You have people attached to you. You have people watching you. Guess what? Your life will be the only Bible that people read. And so if your life is the only Bible that people read and you are not flipping the bag according to the scripture, then do you really love God? I really want to get to the depths of your heart and get to the root of the matter. Because a lot of times we surfacely say stuff, we surfacely do stuff without a kingdom perspective and a kingdom mindset, and we end up missing out on what God. See, I'm I'm tired of people just playing church. You know, I got the churchy colloquialisms. I'm blessed and highly favored. The Lord is with me. I got the churchy clothes. I got the churchy sayings. I know what the people say. First, giving honor to God who's the head of my life and honor my pastor, all of this. You got all of that. But has your life been transformed? Has your life been renewed? Has your life been transformed? Are you a good steward over your money? Or are you just playing church? See, God doesn't want us to play church. And we're going to see the one with the one was just playing church. So this is what verse 24 says. It says, then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So hear how the one with the one talent, see, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hear how the one with the one talent responded to their Lord. See, they had a wicked viewpoint of their master. They had a wicked viewpoint of their Lord. See, a lot of times we have the reason why we cannot flip the bag is because our perspective towards God is a harsh guy. God is a mean guy. God is a rude guy. God's going to strike me down. I am afraid. I am fearful. But guess what? Fear and love cannot reside in the same heart. Fear and love cannot reside in the same heart. And so you either, because the opposite of love is not hate. See, hate comes out of fear. Hatred comes out of fear. So when you see someone that hates somebody else because of their skin color or because of their belief system or because of what they think or how they feel about something, that's out of fear. Because we know that a perfect love casteth out fear. So when I understand who God is and my relationship with God has been refined, and I don't view God as God going to strike me down with lightning or God is just always thinking bad thoughts about me. No, the scripture says that God thinks good thoughts about us. The scripture says that God's thoughts about you are like the sands of the sea. So guess what? When you transition from here, God will still be thinking about you because he loves you that much. And so the one with the one responded to the Lord saying that he was a hard man. See, a lot of people believe that God is a hard man. A lot of people are afraid of God. And look, you don't have to be afraid. I know religion has taught you to have this viewpoint of God, of God is going to strike me down and God going to do this to me. He going to do that to me. And no, he's not. He loves you too much. I don't know who that's for, but God loves you too much. Right where you are, God loves you too much. He's not a hard man. You don't have to be afraid of him because he loves you. He sent his only son for you. Scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And so when you give, you are like your heavenly father. And so God wants you to understand that he loves you. So the one with one said he was afraid. Let me get back to the story. He was afraid and he hid his money. So he was afraid. He secured the bag. He secured it. He secured it down. He made sure that nobody else was going to find it. He secured the bag. And so listen to his Lord's response to him. The Lord's response to him is this. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. So the one who had 5 got 6 in the end. So he got 11 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when you are not a good steward over your time, your talent, or your treasure, what you have will be taken away from you. See, it's important for you to give God your heart. Because when you give God your heart, he can teach you new ways. So this leads me to my next point, which is this. When you get your finances in order, there are blessings that happen for you because of that order. See, the one who had five, he got his finances in order. He was a good steward over his Lord's money. And guess what happened? He ended up getting an extra one in the end. So he got five more, which made it 10, but he ended up getting one more, which made it 11. Because he respected the principle of being a good steward over something that he did not own. And so I want to ask you this question. Why is it important to flip the bag? Why is it important to flip the bag? Why is it, if you've been following me along this series, following along with us in this series, why is it important for you to flip the bag? Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go to Genesis chapter 41. I'm going to read verses 47 through 57. Genesis chapter 41, verses 47 through 57. And you can follow along right here. The scripture says this, "Now in the seven plentiful years, the ground brought forth abundantly. So he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in the cities. He laid up in every city the food of the which surrounded them. Joseph gathered very much grain as the sand of the sea until he stopped counting, for it was immeasurable, so it cannot be counted. And to Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Then the 7 years of plenty, which were in the land of Egypt, ended, and the 7 years of famine began to come. And as Joseph has said, the famine was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. So when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Then Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, 'Go to Joseph, whatever he says you do.' The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. So all countries came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain, because the famine was severe in all lands." So why is it important to flip the bag? Because of this. We do not know when a famine will hit. We do not know. And so it's important for you, while you have the time, while you have the talent, while you have the treasure, to flip the bag. Because there are going to be times. There are going to be times, and Lady Pilar reminded me of this last week. There are going to be times where you are not going to be in financial abundance. And guess what? That's okay. But if you flip the bag and you are a good steward of your money, you will be like Joseph and you will have more than enough. See, God wants us to have more than enough. When we think there's a famine, God will supernaturally bless what he has given us, because we have given it back to God with an open heart. See, we shouldn't live with closed hands when it comes to stewarding our finances. We shouldn't live with closed hands. We should live with open hands. Because money cannot flow into closed hands. Money can flow in open hands. And so I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with these last three things as we wrap up this series. All good stewards do these three things. And what are these three things, Pastor Jay? They do this. They spend wisely, they save diligently, and they give generously. They spend wisely, they save diligently, and they give generously. Because we understand, and I'm saying we because I believe I am a good steward, we understand that what we think we own, God owns. And we become good stewards over what God has blessed us with. So I want you to flip the bag. I want you to take a look at your finances. And I want you to see, am I putting God first? Do I have an ownership mindset or do I have a stewardship mindset? Am I doing money God's way? Do I have a budget? Do I have a financial plan for the future? And lastly, am I flipping the bag? Wow. Wow. So, wow. This series was fun for me. It was really fun for me. It was really, really good. Really, really good. So we're going to deem October financial month, money month. We usually go on a financial fast, but Holy Spirit said, hold off on this year. Do it in 2021. And so 2021, we're going to go on a financial fast. So that's going to mean no buying shoes, Maya. That's going to mean no shopping for me, no buying books in the month of October. I'm just going to have to read all the books that I have over again. That's going to mean no shopping online for me. Lady Pilar said I got a package that comes to our house every day, but that's not true. I think she's beating me to the punch because she has a package coming to the house every day. So I love you, babe. Don't turn off the live stream. But I want you all to really flip the bag. The narrative for the black church has always been the church want my money. But as long as I live, I want you to know that I want to get you money. I want to see you blessed. See my dream for NBCC. I want people to pull up visitors first time and they don't know what the pastor driving because everybody driving nice cars. I want that to be the mindset here. I want the mindset to be that when someone else is blessed, we rejoice with them. We don't say, well, what they doing to do that? What they doing to get that money over there? What they must be doing something underhanded. I want us to have that mindset. I want us to have a mindset of rejoicing with one another when we see somebody else get blessed. Financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. That's the mindset that we should have. That's what community is about. So look, if you are watching this and you desire to be saved, because really that's the ultimate goal for you to be saved and for you to have a relationship with Christ, I want you to text the number coming. I want you to text the word saved to the number coming up on the screen now, and someone will get in contact with you and help you make that next step. See, God is looking for souls. He's looking for people. He's looking for people who's going to give them His heart, their heart fully. So if you're watching this and you desire to be saved, you can text the number on the screen. Also, if you're watching this and you desire to connect with what we're doing here at NBCC, look, we're doing some amazing things and we're getting ready to put some things into overdrive. I know some of you are excited from the meeting that we had yesterday. I know it was really great. I thank you for your ideas. Look, I'm excited for what God is doing here at NBCC. I'm telling y'all, it's about to blow up. Not in a bad way, but I'm saying it's about to blow up in a good way. Some great things are about to happen. God has been showing me some things in dreams. He's been showing me some visions. He's been showing me some. Just, I'm excited. So if you desire to be a part of what we're doing here, you want to be a part of that excitement, you want to be a part of our family, you could text the word EFAM to the number coming up on the screen now. So lastly, look, we do this thing called after message here where after the message, it's the after message, right? So what happens in after message is we expound on the word a lot more. We check on one another. We connect with one another. We engage one another because we're not physically in the building just yet. And so we have Zoom. We're using technology to the best of our ability. And so I want you to join us on after message. It's going to bless your spirit, and we're going to get to pray.